for walking, how do you think it's gonna work?
Oh, I think it's going to be, like, very mechanical. Like, I think it's going
Seniors Katie Rocher and Miku Morikuni are roommates whose families are coming for their stage crossings and commencement ceremonies. They're discussing plans while folding laundry. Both of Rocher's parents are coming, but Morikuni only has her mother. Her father is still in Japan, and due to COVID-19 restrictions, is unable to fly out.
My dad is still working, and a lot of work has returned to in-person in Japan. So it's logistically difficult for him to take 3 weeks off of work. Even if he were only in the States for a week for my graduation, he would have to go back to Japan and quarantine for 2 weeks. And that was just logistically very difficult.
Morikuni, an accounting major from New York, says COVID has kept her family apart, preventing her from seeing her family during special occasions, such as Thanksgiving, and now even her college graduation. She says that this is just one way the pandemic has shifted her college experience.
I was very excited for senior year. I had wanted to go tailgating for a football game because I had never been, or I never got the chance to go to a basketball game at our school. And these were some things that I had hoped to do during my senior year, and they weren't possible. So I wished that we could have done those things.
Morikuni isn't the only soon-to-be college graduate feeling less than satisfied with how the pandemic has changed their college experience. Many students feel the same way. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign's commencement plans involve a virtual commencement ceremony and a private, individual stage-crossing experience, where graduates are permitted to bring up to 4 guests. While these procedures are meant to help celebrate graduates, some students aren't satisfied with the university's efforts. Tyler Schwartzoff is a senior majoring in chemical engineering, and he believes the university could be doing more.
I kind of feel like the university is more of trying to do the bare minimum to placate people instead of actually trying to do something to celebrate, if that makes sense. Like, they know that people want to do something for it, and there's kind of this expectation for them to. But I really feel they're, especially compared to what other schools have done with less testing infrastructure than we have.
Laura Wilhelm Barr is the Senior Director of Special Events at the University of Illinois. She says that the school is doing their best to help celebrate graduates and all of their accomplishments during their time at U of I.
We're just really proud of everything, especially during this year that the graduates have accomplished and all the hard work they've put in. We want to do everything we can to help them celebrate, you know, what a great accomplishment it is to be a graduate of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. And so we're just really proud of all the work they've put in and want to help them celebrate and invite them to come back in person next year as well. So we want to acknowledge their and recognize their great accomplishments this year and invite them to return in the future too.
As commencement ceremonies are set to begin this weekend and seniors are preparing to don Illini orange and blue for the last time, they're looking back on their experiences. Graduating during a pandemic may have been unexpected, but they say they don't regret anything. I'm Sabrina Lee, Illinois Newsroom.